This is a question that's coming from Tracy. Heaven knows why, but she says, could you survive purely on a diet of avocado? What do you think?
That's an interesting one. Avocados have got things going for them. So, for example, they are quite high in a, what we call a sort of a healthier fat, which is the monounsaturates. And the monounsaturate fats have been shown to sort of modify your blood fat levels more favourably than things like saturated fat.
So when we have them, although you're getting a lot of fat calories coming in, it's kind of good for you fat in the same way that olive oil is said to be good for you fat, this monounsaturated.
Yeah, so overall you want to aim to reduce the amount of fat in your diet, but the fat that you do include you want to modify, and avocados have got that kind of monounsaturated fat that is more desirable. One of the other things that avocados have got is they've got some reasonable amounts of fibre. So around 3.5 grams of fibre per 100 grams. So that would be sort of an average avocado. They also contain potassium, like many fruits and vegetables.
So making them mildly radioactive.
Yeah.
Because aren't they, Dave, aren't bananas a little bit radioactive because they've got a lot of potassium in them?
Yeah, it's the same isotope of potassium which they use in hospitals, and it's just floating around.
Potassium 40.
So if you eat a bit of potassium, then you're going to get irradiated slightly.
Yeah, because also Brazil nuts are a bit radioactive because of the soil they grow on. And someone did tell me that you can equate a chest X-ray to the equivalent of a bag of Brazil nuts. You get about the same dose of radiation equivalent to doing the two things. Anyway, I didn't mean to hijack your answer, Tony.
No,
so do carry on telling us about avocados. Is Tracy going to be okay?
The other thing that's quite interesting with them is there's some suggestion that adding avocados to other meals can enhance your carotenoid or vitamin A absorption. The evidence is kind of a little bit weak in that area. I think it's still really to be confirmed.
Is the rationale just because there's loads of fat in the avocado vitamin A is a
fat-soluble
vitamin,
yeah,
so it helps?
Absolutely. What I would say, though, is on the downside, avocados are not really a great source of things like vitamin C. They're quite low in calcium, for example, not much iron. So actually, would you really want to survive just on a diet of avocados? I think it would be a bit boring, and actually you are going to be lacking.
You are going to get some deficiencies.
Yeah, you
Tony,
are.
Tony, thank you very much. Chris Basu, you're doing your PhD at the moment at the Royal Veterinary College.
Yes.
This question is for you.